Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
One of the largest earthquakes in the history of Taiwan has struck. We will tell you what happened there. Also, what a difference a day makes if you're RFK Jr. Now we're hearing that CNN edited, quote unquote, his interview to make it seem like he was saying that Joe Biden was a greater threat to democracy than Donald Trump. We spent a lot of time on that quote yesterday. I don't know that there was selective editing. I think that there's a cleanup trying to happen here, folks. Welcome to the program, of course. Kyle Warren with you. It is the Wednesday edition of the show. We're ready to go. We are ready and raring to go, by the way. Wednesday is here. Wednesday is here. And we have so many things to tell you about on the program this morning. And we hope that you're well. We hope that you've got a great day ahead of you. Or if you're going through your work day, you're driving a big rig, you're making deliveries, you're in law enforcement, first responder, you're up with us through the wee hours of the morning talking about news and politics. Well, we hope that you've got everything in hand. Things are going well, and we're glad that you're there. 949-822-7959 is the number to call. If you'd like to opine this morning, you can also head over to my home website, KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. If you would like to send us a direct message, we're already starting to get some direct messages this morning, and we sure appreciate those so very, very much. We'll tell you about those here in just a little bit. We do want to start this morning, however, with what's been happening in Taiwan. This is a very, very big deal, and certainly, you know, devastating in terms of much of the video that we're seeing coming out of Taiwan right now. Dateline Taipei via Reuters, a 7.2 magnitude earthquake rocked Taiwan on Wednesday, the strongest tremor to hit the island in the last 25 years. Four people we know of at this point are dead, according to the report, injuring dozens of others are injured, unfortunately. And they also sparked a tsunami warning for southern Japan and the Philippines. They later lifted that tsunami warning. Taiwan's government said four people had died in the mountainous, sparsely populated eastern county of Hualien, if I'm pronouncing that correctly, where the epicenter was, with more than 50 injured. At least 26 buildings have collapsed, more than half in Hualien. And with about 20 people trapped, and rescue work is ongoing, they said. Taiwan television stations showed footage of buildings at precarious angles in Hualien, where the quake struck just offshore about 8 a.m., that would be their local time, and as people were going to work and school. The quake had a depth of about 15.5 kilometers or about 9.6 miles, according to Taiwan's Central Weather Administration. It was very strong. It felt as if the house was going to topple, said a 60-year-old Taipei hospital worker, Chang Yu Lin. Japan's weather agency said several small tsunami waves reached parts of its southern prefecture of Okinawa, and later downgraded the earlier tsunami warning to an advisory. It put the earthquake's magnitude at 7.7. My friends, that is a very large earthquake. Talking to you here this morning from earthquake country of Southern California, yes, if a magnitude 6 really is something to experience. Magnitude 7, and again, it's an exponential scale. in terms of what the Richter scale is. So it is not simply just a factor of another grade up. It is an exponential factor. And a 7-point earthquake are the earthquakes you've heard about in the West, in California, that do so much of the damage. Certainly in San Francisco back in the day, that was almost an 8, I believe. But that's what they're predicting for the San Andreas Fault at some point, would be a magnitude 8 earthquake. 7.7 is approaching that, obviously. Philippine Seismology Agency also issued a warning for residents in coastal areas of several provinces, urging them to evacuate to higher ground. And so once again, our thoughts and prayers, our concerns are with the people of Taiwan in this region that's hit most strongly by this earthquake. But a lot of these pictures that we're seeing, my friends, of these buildings literally just at an angle, askew, fallen down on one side such that it's pitched up at about a 30-degree angle or so, it is a lot. And obviously those buildings will come down. They'll have to be brought down. But also people will have to get out of them. We don't know how many people are involved in this as search and rescue efforts continue. But I will say this, and of course, it was a very good thing that they issued the tsunami warning, especially if this earthquake was offshore. You might recall when the big earthquake in Japan hit many years ago, which ravaged the Fukushima nuclear facility, that was a major upheaval offshore, where you have what they call a thrust earthquake, if I recall correctly, and it just thrusts up this large part of the sea floor, moves the water in an extraordinary way, and that's what causes the tsunami. Not all earthquakes produce them, obviously. They have to be a particular kind, but obviously those warnings were prudent at the time. But as we said, they have lifted those warnings now, of course. The Taipei city government said it had not received any reports of major damage, and the city's MRT was set up and running soon after that. Electricity operator Taipower said that more than 87,000 households in Taiwan were still without power, adding that the country's two nuclear power stations were not affected by the trembler. So that is some good news, but you never know when something like that is going to strike. And so once again, we'll keep our eye on what's happening in Taiwan as we go through the program this morning. But folks, we're off to a start here, Wednesday morning edition. We've got a lot to tell you about on the program. Stay right there. Kyle Warren with you. We are coming right back as we begin hour number one.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
So here we are, Wednesday, April the 3rd. Easter Sunday, of course, was just a couple of days ago, so that can only mean one thing. The Oyster Bunny is getting a long-deserved period of R&R, I think. And after working hard at the White House on Monday, the Oyster Bunny, I'm sure, retired to wherever the Oyster Bunny goes, secret undisclosed location. And if he was smart, he wouldn't tell Joe Biden where the Oyster Bunny lair might be. You know, I just can't get enough of that from yesterday on the program where Joe Biden kept referred to the Easter Bunny as the Oyster Bunny. So I think that's got to be a new thing. We've got a whole new thing to talk about. All right. Well, folks, welcome back to the program. It is the Wednesday edition. It is April 3rd, and we're glad to be with you. Kyle Warren with you, of course. 949-822-7959 is the number. And you can also head over to my home website, kylewarrenshow.com, if you'd like to opine or send us a direct message. And here's a great message. This is from Lucy, listening on 930 The Answer. And we love hearing from Lucy here on the program. She says, "Morning, Mr. Kyle. Had to share this in a room with many Republicans, a few independents, one Democrat." She says that this man, referring to Biden, cannot run an ice cream stand, much less a country. Sounds mean, but we are all coming from a medical background. Yeah, I you know, this is really starting to become a lot more established, I think, Lucy. I really do. I think that more and more people, and especially younger people, they're looking at Joe Biden and they're saying, this just doesn't make any sense. And also, when we think about the idea that he did not seem to understand that he made this proclamation, which superseded or overshadowed, I should say, that's a better word, overshadowed Easter Sunday in the Transgender Visibility Proclamation, you know, and he says, I didn't do that. Speaker Johnson doesn't have his facts right, and et cetera, et cetera. Yeah, it does beg the question, you know, how involved and what does he really know? And that's a really good question. So I appreciate the message very much. That's right. I think the way that Lucy sets this up as well, you know, you had Republicans, you had some independents, and you also had a Democrat, and there seemed to have been some consensus in that room. Also, Lucy says this, and I'm so happy about this too, Lucy. I really, really am. She says, so happy, Mr. Frank, talking about our good friend and regular contributor Frank Salvato, is back and feeling better, she says. We're going to get there, 11/5/24. That's right. We are going to get there, and it'll be here before we know it. I know that. But absolutely, I'm going to pass that on to Frank Salvato, by the way, Lucy. I was really happy that he's back on the program as well. He's doing really good, and we'll look forward to talking with him again on Friday. Always enjoy talking with Frank. And then we've got to Uncle Rick. He's sent us a direct message this morning. He says, Kyle, we need a Tarzan yell. The Johnny Weissmuller one, not the Ron Eli one. And then he makes a song suggestion, and we'll see if we can work this in as well. Time Me Kangaroo Down. Okay, I think it's from way back in the day, I think. So I will definitely check that out, Uncle Rick. We appreciate it. And we've got a great request already for this morning, so we'll be playing that here in just a little bit. And so, again, folks, it's always great to hear from you, by the way. I really, really do. And so simply head over to KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. If you'd like to send us a direct message, simply click on Send Kyle a Direct Message, and you are off and running from there. All right. So, you know, we are going to talk a little bit about the RFK quote. Then he went on News Nation with Cuomo made some clarifications, I guess. I don't really know what clarifications he really needed to make, but we'll play the quote again here in just a little bit, and then we'll tell you more about it. But first, I wanted to let you know, the other day when we came onto the program and the program was starting up, and I came on and I said, you know, there were 9 people arrested at the El Paso riot that took place, the border riot, where they broke through the chain link fence. They went after the Border Patrol and the National Guard's people, uniformed National Guard, and they went after them throwing punches and this kind of thing. And sort of as a jest, you know, to sort of, and a lot of times we use humor to point out the absurdity of what the Biden administration's actually up to and the crazy things that they do. And I didn't realize I was almost being prophetic at that moment, because I came on and I said, you know, they've caught or charged 9 people, right? They've caught 9 people that were a part of this. And then I said, well, but in other news, the Biden administration announces 9 pardons of people suspected of causing a riot at the border. By the way, if you have a riot at the Capitol, well, that's an insurrection. But if you have a riot at the border, it's just, you know, folks wanting to come across the border. They're very, very into coming across the border, I guess. But this from New York Post, 2 of the main instigators of the El Paso border rush were migrants assaulted Texas National Guardsmen during an attempt to break into the U.S. were shockingly let go by federal authorities, the Post has learned. El Paso District Attorney Bill Hicks said his office had charged 9 individuals who were ringleaders of the riot with felonies, assisted by scrutinizing the Post's video of the altercation. But 2 of them have yet to be located after being... Folks, are you saying... Okay, just hold on to something. We're not responsible. This is a disclaimer. We're not responsible. for what happens after I utter these next few words. Okay. So you have to go with me on this. Just prepare yourself. Just brace yourself. Two of them have yet to be located after being let free. Okay. So, you know, Donald Trump made a comment about posting his bond, $175 million bond, right, to continue with the civil fraud case, to at least let it go to appeal, which in and of itself is very strange because now you've got to, you know, pay this extraordinary thing that was supposed to be insurmountable before an appeals panel came in and said, no, you got to make it surmountable so that our system can work, you know, can continue the process. And Donald Trump was talking about, you know, I posted this $175 million bond, but yet somebody who would commit a crime in this city, basically, would pretty much be let go, you know, pretty fast after being processed. And he says, does that sound right, you know, to you? That I'm just paraphrasing what he said. And he says, yeah, it's called the left, basically. So now if you tried to break into the United States, you assaulted a uniformed Texas National Guardsman, and they let you go out free, okay? And then, surprise of surprises, they can't be located, all right? So it continues. While I'm not particularly concerned about immigration cases, I'm concerned about violence and destruction of property. And that group moved forward in a way that caused damage to National Guardsmen, Hicks said at a press conference. This is the El Paso District Attorney, Bill Hicks. Says guardsmen were punched in the face. They stomped on the knees of the guardsmen. That can result in permanent injuries. That's right. One tried to get a gun away from the guardsmen. We don't have to talk about how dangerous that is. Well, of course not. It goes without saying. The two missing individuals are allegedly the ones who cut the border wire and were involved in physically assaulting National Guard soldiers, some of whom were treated at a local hospital for minor injuries. Hicks didn't give a reason why they were let go from federal custody. The state has charged more than 220 people of the approximately 326 individuals they originally hoped to apprehend. The others have been released by the Border Patrol. The seven instigators who remain in the county jail have been indicted by a grand jury. Made very fast work of that. Evaristo Benitez Martinez has previously been identified as the man who allegedly stomped on a guardsman's knee repeatedly during the melee. Others accused of being ringleaders have been charged with criminal mischief, in addition to riot charges. Further details as to their identities were not available on Tuesday. So, folks, how do these two other instigators get set free? You tell me. But stomping, I mean, this is violent assault. So all I'm saying is, after they are criminally charged, send them back. Stay right there, everybody.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA USA News update. The White House expressed outrage over an Israeli airstrike in Gaza that resulted in the deaths of 7 World Central Kitchen workers. The Biden administration has called for a prompt investigation into the incident and demanded appropriate accountability. President Trump is urging the New York judge overseeing his hush money criminal trial to step down from the case. Judge Juan Merchan recently issued a broadened gag order. Trump has criticized Merchan, alleging bias and highlighting that the judge's daughter serves as president of a progressive political consulting firm, which reportedly collaborated with President Biden and Vice President Harris. President Biden had a phone conversation with Chinese President Xi Jinping for the first time in several months Tuesday. The White House reporting that the two leaders delved into a variety of crucial topics, like China's backing of Russia during its conflict with Ukraine. John Schaefer, USA News.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Welcome back, everybody. We've got a lot more to go on the program this morning. And if you're listening to us on AM 860, The Answer, AM 930, we want to welcome you to the show. Welcome to everybody listening along the GCN network as well. Big thanks to the folks at GCN working very hard for the show and making sure that it gets distributed out to our great AM and FM radio affiliates across the country, and we couldn't be happier. And I'll tell you something else, folks. So we're glad that people are finding us on GCN, by the way. They're also finding us on TalkStream Live, and we're glad to know that as well. So, and thanks as well, everybody, telling your friends about the show, letting them know, and, of course, sending us direct messages from my home website at KyleWarrenShow.com. And a big shout-out this morning to Richard the Marine. We hope all is well with Richard this morning. And I'll tell you this, so we got a great song lined up coming up here in this next segment when we look at the national weather, and we also get you a song that, you know, kind of keeps you going and keeps you moving throughout the morning. We got kind of a little bit of a different kind of song this morning, but it is by request, and we always love to honor those. And so I hope that you'll stay tuned for that. It's an excellent song. It's actually, and we got a live version of it, by the way. So I think you'll be very, very pleased. All right. We are going to talk probably more next hour about Israel confronting the fallout after the strike that killed seven Gaza aid workers. This from the Wall Street Journal. Israel struggled to contain a growing crisis after a strike by its military killed seven aid workers in Gaza, drawing condemnation from around the globe and putting more pressure on the country to lower the civilian toll of its campaign to wipe out the militant group Hamas. The deadly strike late Monday that hit workers with World Central Kitchen, an aid group founded by celebrity chef Jose Andres, and one of the most important providers of food assistance in the Gaza Strip, risks further isolating Israel and adds friction with the U.S., its chief ally. Concerns had already been increasing internationally over the course of a nearly six-month war, which has killed around 33,000 people in Gaza, mostly women and children, according to Palestinian health authorities. Now, again, nobody wants to see this war go on 1 minute longer than it absolutely has to. Nobody wants to see women and children be killed. Nobody wants to see civilians or non-combatants be killed in the most unfortunate ways, collateral damage and these kinds of things. Israel does not target civilians. Hamas targets civilians. Israel takes precautions to make sure that that is minimized to the extreme. Hamas wants to make sure they get as big a body count as possible. Folks, again, you know, and just looking over this first part of this story, and it is entirely regrettable. It is entirely just devastating for something like this to happen. But it does, again, point up who does what in this whole conflict. And, the world may begin to bring more pressure to bear on Israel to do this, that, and the other thing. But where, my friends, where is the pressure on Hamas? Where is the pressure to Hamas to surrender? My goodness gracious me, it was back when the Oscars were on that you had a group of Hollywood actors talking about what's happening to the Jewish people in Israel and so forth, and saying, you know, this war will be over when Hamas does what? When Hamas surrenders. And also, what do they do? When they let the hostages go. So, you know, typically you have people very far on the left in Hollywood, but this particular group of actors got it right in this case. It'll be over when Hamas surrenders. And also, it's degraded so far. I mean, you know, there's going to be some gradation of this. But where is the global cry for Hamas to stop? Where, you know, because Hamas could turn this war off tomorrow if they simply do capitulate, if they surrender. Now, what that looks like in terms of the terrorist group and so forth, you know, that may be more complicated. I get it. But the principle is there. This wouldn't be happening if Hamas didn't do the October 7th attack, right, at the behest of Iran, with the support of Iran. So, it again, while being entirely regrettable, this is something that we should continue to realize and remember, that Hamas is responsible for this war. It is you can't reasonably expect Israel to do nothing. You can't reasonably expect Israel to take its foot off the gas when they know where they can go and get, hopefully, the remaining, major remnants of Hamas. So this is a very, very, very sad thing. Nobody believes that this is somehow preferable. And definitely these kinds of incidents should not happen. The article says President Biden was outraged and heartbroken by the AIDS workers' deaths in a statement released Tuesday night by the White House. He said an Israeli probe into the deaths must be done quickly and made public, and that Israel hadn't done enough to protect aid workers to deliver needed help to civilians. My friends, don't be fooled either. Again, this is completely regrettable. It is completely heartbreaking. Of course it is. But the Biden administration has set itself on the pathway of now going after Israel and talking Israel down and basically trying to garner support from certain groups. And we'll tell you more about as we go through the program, because, you know, they're having the end of Ramadan dinner basically at the White House. But there's a lot of Muslim group representatives who do not or will not be attending. And I think primarily because they're unhappy with, again, quote unquote, Biden's handling of the Israel-Hamas war. But nevertheless, leadership transcends and should transcend some kind of political opportunism, some kind of political mumbo jumbo that has to be done. In other words, if you diminish Israel in this time when they are at war and they literally are fighting for their very survival, and now in an atmosphere where, yes, it seems like all the earth is just coming against Israel. And everybody's got this idea that Israel is they're genocidal, they are berserkers, they're just indiscriminately killing people and so forth. Whereas it is the terrorist groups that actually indiscriminately kill people. It's the terrorist groups that actually want to end an entire nation and kill an entire ethnic group of people, the Jews. You know, if it wasn't so unbelievable, you know, you would think it's like some kind of made up movie, you know, where you have this, just a crazy villain who says, why do you want to do this? I just want to do it. This is my thing, you know, and you don't necessarily have to have some reason, because they're the crazy villain and the superhero has to take them down or whatever, or, you know, the Delta Force or whatever it might be. And so it's most unfortunate, completely regrettable. But we should be standing with Israel, helping to get this war stopped as fast as possible. And speaking of more war, this from the Jerusalem Post, it looks like Iran is preparing strikes on Israeli embassies in a response to the strike of the Iranian embassy in Syria. And so this, again, could also spell a much larger escalation of this conflict. But it does represent, I think, a couple of very important things. Number one, it shows that Israel is going to take out command and control. They're going to take out those who are helping to supply weapons and material, in this case to Hezbollah. And then also it shows that no matter what kind of threats come from the United States administration on this, that they're going to have to do what they have to do. Again, when you're looking at self-preservation and you're looking at the prospect of having annihilation, you gotta do what you gotta do. All right, stay right there, folks. Kyle Warren with you. We are coming right back. Much more.
Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized, my lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Through the shadows, dark and shade.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Wednesday edition of the program. And we have a lot more to tell you about and talk about as we continue. And, of course, in just a little bit, we'll be heading up to the top of the hour with the top of the hour news and back for hour number two. We've got hour number two is going to be chock full, by the way. And by the time we get to be talking with Denise Simon, you will be seeing exactly how fast this program actually does go by. Well, we had a great, great suggestion from... It wasn't Lucy. She made a different suggestion. I think it was Angie. Yeah, who came up with Fast Car. She wanted to hear Fast Car. She's listening on AM 860, The Answer. And this is a song that goes back to the day, so it completely fits with Rewind Wednesday here on the program. Mondays, of course, are Country Music Monday. Tuesdays are Times Two Tuesdays, where we have the same artist, two different songs from the same artist, maybe one that you're not quite as familiar with in hour number two. Wednesdays are Rewind Wednesdays. Thursdays are Throwback Thursdays. And Friday is Freedom Friday, which pretty much means we can play whatever we want at that point. But this one goes back to the mid-1980s. It's Tracy Chapman's Fast Car. And no, it's not the mid-1980s. I'm going to say this is a little bit later than that. I'll look it up during the song. But this is Tracy Chapman. It's a live version, And this particular song really, it brings back a lot of memories because it was a little bit different to be a real hit song back then. It just didn't seem to have, it doesn't have all the typical hallmarks, you know. But that's the cool thing about songs that are that unique, songs that cut through the noise that much. So I appreciate the request, Angie, and here we go. Tracy Chapman, it's a live version for Fast Car. Here we go.
We can get somewhere, any place is better. Starting from zero, got nothing to lose. Maybe we'll make something. Me, myself, I got nothing to prove. Get us out of here, then working at the convenience store. Managed to save just a little bit of money, won't have to drive too far. Let's cross the border and into the city. You and I can both get jobs. Finally see what it means to be living. My mama went off and left him. She wanted more from life than he could give. I said, someone has got to take care of him. So I quit school, that's what I did. You got a fast car. It's fast enough so we can fly away. We gotta make a decision. Tonight, I live and die this way. I remember when we were driving in your car. Seeing you so fast, it felt like I was drunk. City lights day out before us. Uncle lies wrapped around my shoulder and someone, you got a fast car. We go cruise and entertain ourselves. Still ain't got a job. Now work in the market as a checkout girl. I know things will get better. You'll find work and I'll get promoted. The shelter, buy a big house and live in the suburbs. I remember when we were driving in your car, so fast it felt like I was drunk. And the city lights lay out before me, arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And
all right, 1988 is Tracy Chapman's Fast Car. And again, this is the kind of song that kind of sneaks in. And it also kind of stands up, too. I mean, listening to it right now and hearing it so many years later, I don't know when this live version was done, but it does sound pretty good. And again, these kinds of songs that sneak in, they really, you know, do stand the test of time. And they also show, you know, that sometimes it's not just formula. It's not just, here's the same old thing. Here's what's working out there right now. And be yourself. this is exactly what Tracy Chapman was doing back then. So very, very cool request. I sure appreciate it, Angie. That is a very, very cool request indeed. Fast car, Tracy Chapman this morning. Let's take a look at what's happening with our national weather. We've got this happening here from the National Weather Service. Major early spring storm to bring numerous weather hazards from the Great Lakes across Ohio and Tennessee valleys, the south, the southeast, and the northeast. Heavy snows likely across much of Wisconsin, the UP of Michigan, northern New York State into central to northern New England. Yeah, I believe they have a blizzard warning up there in the UP this morning. Strong cold front to bring much cooler weather Wednesday from the Ohio Valley to the lower Mississippi Valley and south, and a strong front to move off the Pacific, bringing much cooler temps to the Pacific Northwest Wednesday, southward into all of California by Thursday. And if we take a look at some of the precipitation out there, we definitely see that up in Seattle right now. Listener Joan, for example, has got to be battening down the hatches, lots and lots of rain up in the Seattle area, stretching up into Canada, and then down through Astoria and down all and down essentially to Portland, Oregon this morning, and also down most of the northern half of the coastline of Oregon. Then also in the Walla Walla area and a little bit east of that, into parts of Idaho, we do have some rain happening there as well. But the snow, the blizzards, all of that weather, especially if you're up in the UP, Marquette, Michigan, for example, lots of snow on the radar right now. This is going to extend all the way up through Lake Superior. Also south of there, it's going to go down through Wisconsin, down through Milwaukee. They've got rain mixed with snow. Central Wisconsin is snow. And then also parts of Minnesota, particularly St. Paul down through Rochester, you've got snow. Also snow in the northeastern part of Iowa this morning, a little bit of snow mixed with rain, southwest and south and northwest of Des Moines, Iowa this morning. And then through Pennsylvania is pretty much covered up with rain and heavy moderate rain in some areas, mostly in the southern parts and western parts of Pennsylvania this morning. Also, the eastern part of Tennessee, Knoxville, you've got rain, and that's going to head down to band through our friends in Atlanta and Macon, Georgia, and then down through Troy, Alabama, and then over towards just a little bit shy of Mobile, Alabama this morning. Also, the southern part of Louisiana, you've got rain just a little south of New Orleans this morning. So be careful out there. And one little quick thing here, just missed up with Pennsylvania. You've got New York also got some rain looking in that area right now. So take care out there, because we want you to get there all in one piece, of course. And we're starting to climb up to the top of the hour. That means you'll hear your top of the hour news. You'll also get updated on everything. We'll come back and talk about everything. And we'll start up hour number two of the program here on this Wednesday morning. Can you believe it? Hour number one already passed by, already gone, already done, already in the books. So stay right there, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Head over to KyleWarrenShow.com. I want to send you a direct message. We'll see you on the other side of the news.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.